Blog Talk Radio.
Lushy Lush Man, and it's Wednesday. It's my birthday, March 19th. I'm celebrating my birthday along with Queen Latifah, Bruce Reynolds, and you already know what it is, your man, your girl Izzy, and your man Isaiah. Today we got the sexy, high, intelligent CEO. This is one of the baddest chicks I've met, and you'll fall in love with her when you meet her. Your girl, Michelle the Bombshell, is going to be live in the building, man, from us. Skin tone, to her makeup, to her accessories, and her smile, she will have you caught up in the mix, man. This girl is going to be live on the show. Call in at 347-826-7222 and talk to your girl. She's going to be live on the line. Let's go to the phone lines and see if we got in the building.
Hello.
What up, though? Hello.
Hey.
We got Michelle the Bombshell in the building.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm super excited to have you live on the show, Supercalifragilistic. It's Bialidocious, girl.
Well, happy birthday. Turn up then.
Word. Yo, I'm so happy to have you live on the show. This is long awaited. You know, we had Miss Michelle the Bombshell. We had a live on the camera, and we're going to actually have that other interview out in a few. But this is an exclusive interview right here. You can call and ask her any question you want. And I'm just happy because, you know, just being around you, you know, you're a free spirit. Definitely, you know what I'm saying, a wonderful person to be around. And, you know, you don't act like, you know, cocky. You know how, like, some females, you go around them and you're like, yo, they don't feel approachable. Like, you can't talk to them. You know, and it's like you just got a warm spirit for some reason. And I just, like, every time I like talking to you, you just put a smile on my face. I just want to smile when I'm around you.
That's good. Thank you.
Definitely, definitely. And, Carlos, we're going to bring you in to talk to Michelle the Bombshell. But, Michelle, before we get into the interview, you got any shout-outs, babe?
I just want to give a shout-out to Vaughn and Raw's League, and I give a shout-out to my family and, of course, my boutique, Love Retail Therapy. So, yeah, that's about it.
Definitely, definitely. And definitely shout-out to Vaughn definitely for hooking up this interview tonight with us. Now, Michelle, what inspired you to get into the modeling industry?
Well, that kind of goes back a little bit because I always have been in modeling. My mom, she does hair, so she constantly had us in hair shows, and she won every single one. And so I've been modeling since. And then when I was a baby, she had us in any competition she could have us in. So it goes back a little further, but what made me actually pursue it was when my father, he was murdered in 2012. And so once that happened, I was like, it's time to really get on your grind, make him proud, and show him that everything he taught us, you know, wasn't for nothing. So I'm like, I can be very, very successful. So I'm just trying to make him proud.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And, I mean, your makeup is always flawless. Your hair is flawless. I mean, a lot of females do the whole, like, shaving to the side, but you always put different kind of designs on the side of your hair and stuff, and
yeah,
it's different.
Yeah.
It's definitely it's different and unique. And when it comes to you know, your image, how much does that play a part in, like, your personality sometimes?
Well, I mean, I, like you said, though, like, my image, like, when people look at me, they automatically think I'm stuck up or something like that. But when they meet me, it's like, okay, she's real cool and down to earth. So I can't even say my image is, like, my personality, because my personality is just real cool, laid back and everything like that. But then my image, I guess that maybe sometimes it gives off a different vibe. I'm not really sure, but, you know, I get, like, mixed. I guess I give off mixed signals sometimes. Like, they're like, I don't know if I should approach her. But then, you know, they see me smiling and stuff. And then the girls most of the time come up to me, and they're, like, the coolest ones. They're like, oh, you know, you're so pretty, I love you. And then I'm just like, well, thank you very much. And then they realize, okay, she cool. And then, you know, they end up, if we in the club, they're kicking it with me for the rest of the night. Like, it's just real, like, laid back. I'm real laid back.
Yeah, what I was saying in regards to, like, the personalities, because, you know, you're very, like, colorful, like, bubbly, like, you know, warm person. And, like, when it comes to, like, your colors, like, you know, like, with your makeup, with the hair and stuff, does that kind of, like, reflect, like, the type of person, like, a free spirit? That was what I was kind of, like.
Yeah, definitely, because I do, you know, I can do something at the drop of a dime if it comes to my mind. I want to do it, and that's kind of how I am with my colors. If I just think about it, like, I think I want to try pink next, or I want to try blue. I just go buy some weave and dye it, and next thing you know, I'm installing it, and I'm blue. So, yeah, it definitely does. My personality, I'm just kind of spur-of-the-moment type person. Whatever I feel like doing, I'm going to do it, how, when, whenever I want to. So, yeah, that's definitely me.
Definitely. She plays by her own rules, man. You can't hold it down. She running it, you heard? We got a caller live on the line. We got a caller from the 214. You're live in the building with your girl, Michelle, the bombshell, your girl, Lushy Lush. What it do? What state you calling from? 214, you're live in the building. You can stay on the line and listen. Don't be scared. She won't bite you.
Hey, honey.
But on top of that, what is one of your pet peeves when it comes to the industry? Like, your pet peeve, just like with models, the industry, what's your pet peeve?
I would say my pet peeve, I really don't associate with too many models. I guess the biggest pet peeve, I can't even really call it a pet peeve because a lot of stuff I just don't care about and I'm really nonchalant about. And if it's not affecting me or my money, then I'm not even going to trip about it. But I guess something that may, you know, that is an issue or something is, you know, like girls being fake, maybe smiling and laughing in your face, and then, like, if we're on set of a video, they might be smiling, laughing in your face, but then they go back into a group and they're talking about you. Like, you just told me that you like my hair, so now you're talking about me in this group. But really, it's just jealousy. That's all it is. But, I mean, anything else, and I really don't care about that because I get that every day. So I really don't have too many pet peeves with models, per se. My biggest pet peeve would be with the, like, promoters and anybody who is trying to hire me. Because, like, sometimes they use business to try to get your number. And I just don't, let's not do that because I'm strictly about my business and that's it. So when guys, they're like, oh, I want to, you know, want you to host this party or something, next thing you know, maybe they're in my inbox or texting me trying to talk to me. That would be a pet peeve because I feel like it's disrespectful and I'm, like, all about respect in business, so. To the guys out there who are trying to hire me, the promoters and everything, just do not go down that route because I'm definitely going to turn you down.
Definitely. And that's a misconception. For some reason, I don't know what's going on in men's head and when it comes to industry, whether you're a model or not a model, just in women in general. It's just, it's a respect level. I think they feel like they can try any female that is a boss. It makes no sense. I don't understand why they didn't even attempt to do any of this stupidity, you know? It's crazy. Now, as a model, do you see yourself crossing over because right now you're doing a lot of the urban modeling, you know. Do you see yourself crossing over to print, couture, or anything like that?
I wouldn't say so much couture, but I could definitely do commercial or something.
Mm-hmm.
I could easily, because once I change my hair up, if I grew my side back, all of a sudden I look like a very conservative, different person. So I could
mm-hmm.
go both ways very easily. So I think not so much couture, but print and commercial I could definitely do.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And besides being a model, you're also a boss. You run your own business. You also have a boutique. How hard is it, you know, to run a business and be a CEO? How hard is it balancing that out and being a model at the same time?
Well, right now I'm blessed and I'm lucky because I have three awesome business partners, and two of them are my sisters, and the other one is my cousin, but she's close like my sister, and we started this up after my father passed, and so it's a little easier for me than someone that was doing it just like solely on their own. I have them, so they help out a lot. So, like, if I'm pushing my brand as a model, they're constantly pushing Love Retail Therapy. So that way, whoever I send, I can send my followers that I get from the modeling straight to the boutique, and then they handle everything. So it kind of just, it kind of balances each other out. But, I mean, I still obviously put in work. You know, I ship things out constantly because we're hands-on. We all have other jobs, and we also have our Love Retail Therapy. So we're just business women trying to really make a way to be wealthy in the future. So we're going to do what we can to get there. As long as I feel like we keep our eye on the prize, it doesn't seem as hard as it actually is, but it still definitely does take determination because if you don't have that, then you can easily get sidetracked. So
definitely, definitely. And being in the business in general, being in the industry, what have you learned business-wise? You know, because sometimes when we get into business and stuff, you know, we get in there, we basically, you know, see some of the things that people lay before us, and we really don't know the whole aspect of the business. What are some of the things you've learned about business since you've been in the industry?
Since I've been in the industry, I'll say that I've learned to not be so friendly sometimes because, like, with certain people, because sometimes that can, I guess, give off the wrong impression. And I'm a very down-to-earth person, but sometimes people can mistake that or take advantage of it. So I try to, you know, keep it just like strictly business. And that goes with women and men, because sometimes a woman can take advantage of that, you know, and think, oh, this is my friend. And then, you know, it can go sideways, because anything can happen with that. And I really don't even go down that route. I just really want to keep everything business for women and men. So I would say my friendliness, I would sometimes need to just pull back a little and then start talking more about business and less about other things.
Definitely, definitely. Now, the boutique, what are some of the items that you definitely recommend, a lot of the different things that you guys sell on the site that you would recommend for people to definitely check out on there, the hot sellers?
I would recommend, obviously, everything, but we have on our website, we have women's clothing, accessories, and shoes. We also just put up a ton of new accessories and dresses that we have coming for our spring line. So all of that is available online. We have a cute, it's a jersey dress that we have, and it's sequined with gold. It's like, it's hot for the summer. So I say definitely go check out all of our dresses. Like, you can wear them. We have stuff from that you can wear in the club, outside the club, and even to work. So it's like a variety of everything. It has literally everything you need on that, on our website.
Oh, I didn't. Let me tell you something. I actually went and visited the site, and the site is wonderful. And it has a different – and what I liked about it, it has a different variety of women on there.
Yes,
it's not just the regular urban, you know, females on it. It had a different variety. So, it's, you know, it caters to everybody's needs on the site. The jewelry is what you got, nice, beautiful jewelry that you can wear for any different occasion. I like all of the shoes, but you know what the problem is for me?
your size.
You already know. You know I'm a Bigfoot woman.
I know. Yes, we're getting more shoes, and because a lot of it gets sold out. So we had larger sizes because I have, you know, my feet aren't small either. I'm 5'7", so my feet fit my body. So, but we're getting more we're getting more shoes and shipments in for that. So once we get them, I'll definitely post them and hook you up. Even if I got to bring it to you personally, you know, I'm back and forth from Atlanta to DC. I'll hook you up.
I love you for that one. And girl, your feet ain't bigger than mine, so stop faking.
I'm just saying I got big feet. I don't know what size you wear. I'm just saying.
Oh my God. I love Michelle the Bombshell. She's so wonderful, and she's about her work. She has wonderful work ethic, and I mean she's definitely defining self motivation. Determination, and besides, you know, doing the shots and everything, you recently just did a video. Not recently, not too long ago.
Yep, I did Cash Out She Twerking video. I'm in that. Okay. I cannot wait till it comes out. Like that's it's gonna be hot because I was one of the girls that we did body paint and we were painted all black. But we had glow-in-the-dark paint on us as well, so we were under a black light and did that. I'm the girl in the middle with the biggest booty, and I have Mr. Boomtown Presents across my butt. So you'll see me twerking and shaking and all of that good stuff. It's going to be a hot video, though.
You know how I picked you out of all of them?
My hair?
You already know. I was like,
it had to be like, oh, yep, she with the purple hair.
I was like, there she go. I was like, I can't wait till that video drop. You definitely was doing that thing. I was like, I saw the snippet. You could definitely check out Michelle_Bombshell, MICHEL_. Check her out on the Instagram, and you can check that out. Check out some of her pictures. Make sure you like the pictures and follow her, and you show her how much you love her so much. You already know what it is, man.
Follower. No ghost followers allowed. Like the picture.
And we got another caller live on the line. We got a caller from the 678. It looked like Atlanta. You're live in the building with your girl, Michelle,
hey,
the Bombshell.
Hey. Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, how are y'all doing?
Hey.
You're doing all right.
All right. Sorry, I'm tuned in. I'm one of Michelle's. I admire her. Her hard work, her body, all of that. I think she's just the shit, you know, just to put that out there. But at the gym, and so my question to you is, okay, now your body is banging. What do you do to keep it all in shape? You look like you like to have fun. You know, like what just motivates you to just really get out here and be a step above these other models that, you know, sometimes when you see them in person, they don't look the same as they picture. It's like, what's your outlook on that, and what do you do to keep it right and tight?
Well, it's hard for me because I like to eat, and I like to eat steak. My favorite type of beef. So what I do, I actually have a personal fitness instructor, and we actually live in two different states, but she's good. She sends me my meal plans, my grocery list, and she literally writes me out my workout, how many reps and everything that I have to do. Her name is Ree, and you can actually find her on my Instagram. Now that since you asked me, I'll go ahead and put her up on my Instagram too. It's Lil, L-I-L, Miss, M-I-S-S, _Pris. Pris, _Ree, Ree. I know it's a lot, so I'm going to just go ahead and put it on my Instagram. And she really helped me out a lot. But other than that, my motivation would be the fact that my image is everything. It's how I make money, how, you know, it's what the people want to see. And I have to make people fantasize about me, so I can't do that if, you know, I got to have everything big in the right places and small in the right places. So, and then, I mean, other than that, you know, I like the way it looks, you know.
Gotcha. And then, I'm sorry, the last thing was, it's a lot of models that you see on Instagram, and the way they look in person is not how they look on Instagram. What's your perspective on that? Because I think that's some BS. You know, it's fraudulent.
I would say that sometimes a lot of them are just Instagram models. They're not actually models. They're not getting paid to model. They're just taking pictures on Instagram, and they might have 30,000 followers and doing nothing else and then going to work at, like, a call center the next day. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't even say that those are considered models. But to the models that are actually in print magazines and have been published and they don't look like their pictures when you see them in person, I feel like that's what sets me apart. So as long as they keep looking how they look and I keep looking how I look, I can make more money. So, I mean, I agree with you because I feel like that's one of the things, though, that really sets me apart. Like, if you see me in person, I look like my pictures. And hopefully one day you will get to see me in person, come out to one of my parties I host or something, but and you can judge for yourself. But, yeah, I think it's comical, you know.
I'm going to let you guys, all of you guys out here waiting and wondering, let me tell you something. Even though she's like a sister to me, like a little sister, I fantasize myself. I've seen her in person, and she looks exactly like her pictures, even more impeccable in person, okay? So
thank you.
You don't have to sit here and wonder or think about it. She's the real deal, okay? The real official tissue. Yeah, you know what it is, man. She ain't playing no game, and it's real.
Nah.
It is real, okay? No injections.
It's all real.
That.
It's all
That's
real.
All natural cornbread and collard greens.
Yes, it is. That's why I got to stay in the gym. I like to eat. It's hard to eat good. Like, healthy. Goodness.
Definitely, man. We got another caller live on the line from 913. 913, you're live in the building. With Michelle the Bombshell and your girl, Leshy Lesh, what it do, baby? 913. All right, stay on the line. That's what it is. Your girl, Leshy Lesh, live with your girl, Michelle the Bombshell. So, Michelle, man, you know, a lot of people are asking, a lot of people ask you some of the outfits that you wear and stuff. Is it a lot of stuff that you get, like, sponsored, or this is a lot of the stuff coming from the boutique and stuff like that?
Yes. Actually, 90% of everything that I wear, I'll say to, like, host when I host parties or if I'm out at the club, I make sure that it is from my boutique to, you know, obviously advertise it and everything. So the majority of the things that I wear are from my boutique, and it is an online boutique. You can't go, you know, it's not anywhere. It's not in Atlanta or anything. It's loveretailtherapy.com. So everything that I, you know, you see me in, pretty much you can get off of there. But other than that, I like to shop. I will shop other places, like, but I like online because you can find things that other people do not have. And most people shop at the last minute, so they can't shop online if they go to, like, another website. But obviously, if it's, like, a special occasion, they're going to plan ahead, and then they'll hopefully go to our website. But I like to get stuff that other people do not have.
Definitely,
which you
definitely.
Can on my website.
But you can find a lot of wonderful things on there. Just definitely go visit the website now. Now, while we're on the show, go visit it now. Check it out. And another thing I was going to ask you, are there people you're working with right now, like anything like venturing more music videos to come, magazines, anything like that that we should look forward to that's coming out soon too also?
Yeah. I do. Actually, I have a video shoot tomorrow, actually. It'll be Lil Boosie's video shoot. So I'm excited about that because that's going to be, like, everywhere since, you know, he just got out of jail. So I'm looking forward to that. And I have, actually, in D.C., I'll be hosting a party. It'll be April 9th. And I'll be hosting a party at Cafe Asia with French Montana. So I just want everybody in the D.C. area, make sure y'all come out and support and show love and talk to me. I'll talk back. I'm real cool, I promise.
Definitely, definitely. Definitely go and check her out. I'm going to go over there. I'm going to be turned up. Might have a red cup. I might drop
yes.
down low. shake it up. Who knows?
We definitely gonna have the red cups in a minute, though.
Definitely, it definitely turned out with her, man. Definitely support her and everything that she's doing. Now, what is something that your fans don't know about you? One thing that your fans don't know about you.
Oh, I know something that they would never probably guess, but I am a legit gamer. You know, I play the PS3, I play Grand Theft Auto, I play the Call of Duty, I play games on my phone, on my computer. Like, I love to play games. If I'm bored or I ain't got nothing else to do, I'm sitting there just playing games. And most guys are like, you got these long nails, you know, you're cute, and you sitting at home playing Grand Theft Auto 5. Like, really? But I'm like, you know, I'm just a real chill, laid back. I would rather do that some night. So that's definitely something they don't know. Other than that, you know, I have two dogs that are like my kids. They are a part of the family. I have a boy and a girl. So some people might know that, but to my followers, I don't have any kids but them.
Oh, okay, cool. Now, you got a lot of guy and female admirers. Now, some of them are asking me, what are your turn-ons and turn-offs?
Oh, that's a good question. I would have to say my biggest turn on is a guy that, or even, I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm not a lesbian, but even a girl, like, it's just super sexy when they smell good. Like, when a guy has on cologne and it's some nice cologne and you can smell it when he walks by, my first thing, my head will turn like, dang, he smells good. And even with a girl, I like myself different fragrances, and I have a whole lot. So I like to, you know, have a bunch of smell goods, from the soap to the lotion to the perfume. So I would say that's my biggest turn on. And also my biggest turn off with men and women would be bad breath. I just can't.
Oh.
Even if you smell good.
Well.
Even if you smell good, I will not talk to you if your breath is stank. I'm sorry. Like, I just can't do it. I cannot do it. It's something, nah. So that's definitely my biggest turn off.
And you know what, though? I'm sad to say, I mean, I love the industry, but some of y'all, when we go to these industry parties, okay, or these events, and you swear you looking fine as I don't know what, smelling good, looking fresh as cost $1,000, but that breath smell like halitosis. Come on, man. You can't be worth that much and your breath smell like somebody just shit it in your mouth, man. You can't do that.
You can't. Like, you spent all that money on your outfit, but you couldn't buy no toothpaste, for real? No. No.
Yo, it is crazy, man. But you know what I'm saying? Those are her turnouts. So, guys, make sure that you brush your teeth and make sure that you swig your mouth, not with that fake dollar store mouthwash, but that real Listerine, okay?
Right.
And you have some mints on deck or some gum on deck, because we ain't playing no games right there. You know what I mean?
Exactly. We ain't playing no games. I might tell you, or I just might walk away, but I don't know. Be prepared if your breath stinks. I'm just saying.
Definitely. Where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
Oh, I definitely see myself doing way more and bigger than where I'm at now. I definitely see my boutique booming. It will not only be online, but we will have a storefront, and it will most likely be stationed where I'm at in Atlanta. So, and that will be before the 5-year mark. So, just be looking out for that. And then I will also say I will be have a cosmetic line, and it won't be a full cosmetic line, but it will have vibrant eyeshadows. It will have nail polish and lipstick and lip gloss, so something for the ladies to dabble in and play with and make yourself really pretty. And I just see myself being really successful, even in the model industry. By that time, I really see myself being published in every urban magazine that there is. I would be all over that, front covers and everything. And also, you know, just where I want to be as far as just constantly on the road. I'm already, you know, on the move now, so it's moving pretty fast. But I'll say, you know, constantly on the road doing parties and videos and just being really successful and staying a busy woman to get as wealthy as I can before I settle down, have kids, and get married.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And some people ask, how hard is it trying to – and callers, we see the lines are blowing up. We're going to bring you guys on in a few minutes, in a few seconds. How hard is it balancing, you know, dealing with the lifestyle of being a model and engaging in just, you know, a social life? Is it hard? Do you even find time to be able to even do something like that?
Sometimes it is because, well, especially lately, because I'm in and out of town a lot now, so it's like, maybe the people I used to hang with, I can't really hang with them because they might want to do something. I'm like, well, I'm not even in Atlanta right now. I'm in Miami or I'm in, you know, D.C., which wherever I'm at is just, it's a little difficult. But as long as the phone works both ways, I mean, nothing can really break up that friendship. But as far as a real social life, what I do, I have to be social. So I can communicate with people, but like my friends and relationship wise, that does get kind of sticky because you know, you're not always there. But if it works out where maybe your friend, if you're somewhere and my friend wants to just fly there and hang out, then that can happen. But other than that, they just gonna have to wait till I get back in Atlanta, then we'll turn up and then I'll leave again. That's just how it's gonna have to work. They gotta understand that I'm working.
Definitely, definitely. And don't forget, you can call in at 347-826-7722. We got a lot of lines on the phone. We have 212-202-913 and 214. We're going to go ahead and bring in 212. You're live in the building with your girl, Michelle Bombshell, with your girl, Leshy Lesh. What it do, baby? 212, what it do, baby? All right, you can stay on the line with us. 212. We got a caller from the 202. What it do, baby? 202-285, what to do? Hello, how you doing? 202? Okay, I guess they got scared. We got a caller from the 913. You're live in the building with Michelle. What's up? All right, stay on the line. Caller from the 214. You're live in the building. 214. Hello?
Hey.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Good. All right.
Well, I first just want to give a shout-out to Michelle. Just let her know that, I do follow her work. And, you know, many, many blessings to you for what you're doing. And, honestly, I see you going very, very far. And I really want to know how, with the urban industry, I know it's one of those industries where sometimes you can get a bad rep pretty early on, especially with the whole video vixen things. And, you know, a lot of them have went out and did a lot of things, writing these books and exposing a lot of different people. And just that business sometimes can be very, very messy. How do you keep yourself separate from those type of women, I should say?
Well, I would say with those, the girls who have did, like, the tell-all books and, well, let me tell you, thank you for the compliments. I forgot. Thank you. But I would say for those girls that did the tell-all books, they already started out wrong. You know, obviously they kind of screwed their way to the top and then screwed over the niggas that they screwed by writing the tell-all book. So I'm automatically not starting out like that. Like, I don't want to talk to anybody in the industry. Like, it's just not a route that I want to go down. I will say that it's hard in this industry because there's a lot of different options that you have. There's a lot of different routes you can take, but the hard part is when you're fresh to this and you really don't kind of know what you're doing, which route do you take? It's like you might think it's the right route, but somebody else might think that, you know, in the industry that actually matters might think like, well, what is she doing? Why would she go that route? But I would never take the route to having, you know, talking to multiple men in the industry and having sex with them, because that is their downfall. So I'm separate from them because I automatically don't, I shoot them all down. I really do. I don't even talk to, if you in the industry, I really don't want to talk to you. Now, friendship is cool, you know, hi, bye, but as far as anything other than that, I don't mess with anybody in the industry. I don't have any personal relationships going on right now because I'm so focused on myself that I feel like I'm too selfish to be involved with anybody. So as long as I keep myself pure and clean as far as this industry, I feel like I'll go far. And as long as the people that I meet and like are just like, oh, she cool, she about her business, she respectful, and then she fine, I feel like I could go very far.
Definitely, definitely. Excellent answer. And we got another caller from a block number. Due to time, we're going to bring in a couple of more callers, but you can make sure answer straight to the point and quick. We got 10 more minutes left on the clock, and we got a caller from the block number. You're live in the building with Michelle, the bombshell, and your girl, Lushy Lush. What up? Block caller. Okay. All right. Don't press the one button if you don't want to talk. Please don't press the one button if you don't want to talk, people.
Yeah,
okay?
I think you're confused.
Hello? Caller from the 212, you're live in the building. What to do, baby?
Yo.
Yo, Body Bond, what up, though?
Hey, shit, what it do, ho?
Ain't nothing digging the scene on the gangster lane.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey.
Nah, this is the radio zone. Man, I'm in a call with Paul, my nigga Anton and Buster, man. We doing this downtown locker room runs and shit, man. He's saying what's up with y'all niggas, see what y'all was doing.
That's what's up. That's what's
that's
up.
You had been listening?
Oh, hey, happy birthday, Lush. What's up, man?
Thank you. Appreciate that.
It was like the other day.
Thank y'all, man. Hey, yo, and everybody that's listening, this dude right here, Vaughn, man. One of the guys that definitely set up this wonderful interview with Michelle. And this guy right here, man, is a mogul right now, a young mogul on the grind. His grind is stupid right now. You know what I mean? From management to consultant, all kinds of stuff, man. He's everywhere. Like, you got to be like, where's Waldo trying to find this dude, man? It's crazy.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? And shout out to Just Paul with the Red Cups. You'll see him this Friday live in the building with your girl Lena Chase live in the show on Friday, man. But you not y'all need to go ahead and show that love to Michelle and tell her how much you love her, man, and how much she grinding, man, right now.
Yeah, hey, Michelle on the rise. They ain't even hip though. Shorty got it. Like, yeah, Shorty definitely on the rise. Much love, man. It definitely comes from the whole OA Raw's League camp, man. Definitely,
yes, yes.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
They love me. Congratulations, Paul, with the source. Congratulations.
Thanks, Michelle. I love the way
if
you say my name, too. Paul.
Paul, come on and shut up. I hear you.
Hey, look.
Leave Michelle alone. Yeah, babe.
Right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May the good Lord bless you.
All right. You got to take the rest of that, Johnson. You got to take the rest of that.
Hey, Michelle. Hey, Michelle.
Okay, fine.
All right, man. All right, we gone, though. We love y'all, man. We'll see you
this
Friday,
man. Hey, right. Hey, these guys are off the hook, man. I love them, but they crazy. They are off the hook. We got 6 more minutes on the clock. We're going to bring in. We got to bring in 2 more callers so y'all can get it in. Yo, they is lighting it. Yo, everybody loves Michelle. Cause she's a bombshell, baby. We got a caller from the 816. You're live in the building with Michelle. What up?
What's up with it? It's Mikey. This is Gary Nicholson. What's up, Michelle?
Hi, Mikey. Gary Nicholson.
Just calling to show some love all the way from the town. You know it.
Hey, Casey, originally where I'm from, turn up. Thank you very much, Mikey.
Yeah, I already know. I was just calling to show some love. Keep doing your thing.
Do you love me, Mikey?
Man, more than anything, you know that.
Okay. I'm just checking.
Yeah, I already know. I'm going to hit you up. I'm about to hit the town down there in a minute.
Okay. Well, make sure, if I'm doing something, make sure you hit me up or hit me up on my Instagram, and anywhere I'm at, make sure you come up and speak.
Definitely. Yo, Michelle got that dude feeling all warm and fuzzy. I could just feel him cheating through the phone. Do you love me? Michelle.
I had a change.
We got another caller from the 816-3349. What it do, baby?
What's up? I want to give a shout-out to Michelle. This is Jen calling from KC. What's up?
Hey, boo. How are you?
I'm fine. What's going on? I wanted to ask, would you say it was hard getting into this industry?
You know what? I wouldn't necessarily say it was hard, but you really got to know where to go with it. But I had a lot of help from my manager and friend, Vaughn. So if you got a team behind you, I feel like you pretty much can go wherever you are trying to go. But my first move really was, and I'm telling you how I did it, was a photo shoot. It all started with one photo shoot, and that photo shoot kind of just blew up. So for me, it kind of just took off, but it really wasn't that hard.
So basically it was like a domino effect, and, you know, everything got effect, and everything came for the next, but every step blessing came after that, you know.
Yes, ma'am. Exactly what it was.
Definitely big shout out to those that definitely called in, and we're going to bring in this last caller, and callers, I know we're going to have her back on the line again, and we got a video footage, another interview that I'm going to put live on the show, so I want y'all to leave comments, tell her how much you love her, and you want to smell her underwear and all that stuff, tell her how much you want to buy them, you know what I'm saying, do all that, you know what I mean?
Let me know.
we got a caller from 678, what it do, baby? 678. All right, 678. It's your girl, Leslie. Let's live in the building. We had the sexy Michelle, because she's a bombshell, live on the line with us on Lush Radio Online. Michelle, if people want to get in contact with you, how do they go about doing that, baby?
You can reach me on my Instagram. It's Michelle_bombshell. That's M-I-C-H-E-L. And I have, if you want to book me for anything, I have my email address on there. It's michellebombshell@gmail.com. Very, very simple. And my Twitter is just michellebombshell, no underscore. So those are all the ways you can reach me.
Definitely follow her, follow her, follow her. Follow her, I'm going to smack you. Follow her. You already know what it is.
Yes.
follow my little sis. She's doing her thing. She's determined. She's beautiful. You're going to fall in love with her. As soon as she smiles, it's a wrap. Look at the little promo video. Did you see her smile, dog? You was open, weren't
you? Thank you, boo.
You go, boo. But I definitely love you, Michelle. I see nothing but wonderful things for you. And you're always family. You can come in whenever you feel like it, any new projects and stuff. And we love you. We support you. And,
thank you very much. I had a very good time. I just want to say, this is Michelle Bombshell. Y'all, shout out to Kansas City, Missouri, and shout out to ATL because that's where I'm at right now. Y'all watch me work, and Rawsley, we a team. So I just bless Lush Radio.
That's what it is, man. We just got blessed by the beautiful Michelle. She's a bombshell. Lush Radio Online, man. And don't forget, man, I'm so happy because she's on the line with us right now. And it's my birthday, and she turned me up, and I don't know what to do with myself. And I dedicate this song to my boo-boo, Michelle, because she makes me happy, and I know she makes you happy when she smiles. And that banging body she got, Lord Jesus, happy. We out of here. Make sure you follow her, Michelle_bombshell. Michelle, I love you. I hit you on the flip side, baby.
All right, my babe.
That's what it is, man. And this is dedicated to her. You heard?